Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Joining us now, a man who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. As you heard, he's an IA Hall of Famer. It's Jonas Schaefer. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. When we talked to you a week ago, we felt that John Harbaugh was safe, right? And then the next day, all hell broke loose. So let's start with that. How surprised are you that we are where we are?
Still a little surprised. Again, not shocked, just because I think Steve Bisciotti had been pretty clear about the expectations for this team, about what they wanted to get done in this window with Lamar being, you know, close to or at his physical peak. You know, didn't expect all the details that have surfaced to be as kind of shocking as they are, with, you know, Colin Harbaugh on the drive back, or you know, having it happen so soon, so early in the week. But I guess we'll know, hopefully, a little more after 2 p.m. tomorrow, just in terms of figuring out what exactly went into all this. But definitely, yeah, I'm still trying to kind of wrap my head around it.
Well, Jonas, put yourself in Steve Bisciotti's shoes, Eric DaCosta's shoes. Would you like to see an experienced coach, or roll with a rookie coach, an offensive coach or a defensive coach? What are you looking for?
I think it's probably, you probably can't take your chances on a guy who has, you know, only a couple of years experience in the NFL. I don't think it would be out of bounds to, you know, go hire a hotshot young coordinator or, you know, even a retread. I think there's enough stability in this building. I think there's enough, you know, veteran leadership in this team, especially on defense with Roquan, if he comes back, and Kyle Hamilton to kind of hold down the fort there. And then, you know, even on offense with Lamar being somewhat of a wild card, you have, you know, potentially Linderbaum coming back, Ryan Stanley, you know, guys that you can be, that you can count on to be reliable leaders of that team as you kind of find your feet as a first-time head coach. And, you know, I think certainly until we figure out what exactly is happening with Matt LaFleur, I think the best options that you have in this coaching cycle are with the defense, whether it's with a retread like Saleh or a first-timer like a Minter. But, you know, if LaFleur becomes available, I think he would be, at least personally, you know, speaking for myself, my number one for this team, just because, sure, there are a lot of, you know, the familiar obstacles there with John Harbaugh in terms of leadership, in terms of leads blown, game management squandered, that kind of thing. But you just look at his offensive track record and you think about the kind of stability that it could bring to this franchise in a way that it's lacked on that side of the ball. I think that would just be super, super appealing.
What about a guy like Stefanski?
Yeah, I think he would certainly have to, you know, I think probably him and LaFleur are closer in their candidacies than, you know, the
Kingsbury's and the Nagy's of the world.
I'm out on Nagy.
Yeah,
I think I'm probably out on Kingsbury because of the feared cliff where things might be good for 12 months, 18 months, and then they go south all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I think with Stefanski, you look at just how bad, you know, again, fans won't care about this, but you look at the stuff around the margins that has been not as good. The special teams the last 2 years have been absolutely dreadful. Maybe you pin most of that on Andrew Berry and just the talent that he's assembled for it, but it hasn't been great. You look at the penalties. I think over the last several years they've been at or near the top in that for the NFL. I think the over reliance perhaps on analytics has gotten him in some hot water there with the fans there in terms of going for it. But again, maybe all those decisions would have played out better with a better quarterback, and you don't want to lose that kind of instinct. And it's bad results, but good process. So I think he would definitely be an attractive candidate. I mean, you look at what he got the best out of Kirk Cousins in Minneapolis. He got the best out of Baker Mayfield before that shoulder injury in year four really messed him up. So he definitely has a track record, but we're a few years removed from him really being at his peak and showing what exactly he could do for an offense.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, remind me, because I can't remember, were you part of the core four that got to talk to Steve at the owner's meeting?
I did.
Okay, so you've been more recently in contact with Steve than the rest of us on Wash Media that get to talk to him tomorrow. This is the first time he's talking to everyone since after the 2017 season. So is there a particular thing you're most interested in hearing from Steve tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. We kind of asked this on our Ravens roundtable this morning up on the banner right now. But I just am kind of interested in seeing how thin is the ice for everyone around Steve right now. Like, what kind of seat temperature are we talking for Eric DaCosta? How quickly would they be willing to pull the ripcord with the next coach? Like we saw, I know it's kind of apples to oranges, but we saw how quickly the Patriots were willing to move on from Belichick to Mayo and then from Mayo to whomever it was, especially knowing that they had Vrabel lined up in all likelihood there in New England. Like, are we in that world now where the expectation is playoffs for the first year coach, or you're talking about having to eat that buyout again and be willing to go find the next guy that you think could lead this team and could connect with Lamar and all these buzzwords that we've kind of concocted around this search? I don't know if Steve is going to be transparent about that kind of thing, but you know, we definitely have some evidence of him saying that he feels like now is the time where the Ravens have to strike hot, have to strike while the iron is hot. And you know, I would be curious just for more insight on exactly where that leads with the rest of the staff around him.
Well, we know that Eric DaCosta is going to firmly take a back seat at the presser tomorrow, and we were all kind of hoping that there would be a separate presser for Bisciotti and for Eric DaCosta. But Jonas, what would you like to learn from talking to Eric DaCosta?
I would like to know whether their Pro Bowl defensive tackle is going to play another snap of football again. That is kind of a big deal in all this. Yeah. That's going to determine whether, you know, someone like a Peter Woods, you know, should be a go and get him type candidate at number 14, the Clemson defensive tackle, who, you know, had a pretty disappointing 2025, but you know, has some day one tools. It's hard to imagine this team being a viable Super Bowl contender with the pass rush that it showed this past year. And if you don't bring back Nnamdi, and if you lose some of the guys they're projected to lose, then it's not like it's going to keep you from winning the playoff game, as we just saw with the 49ers. But it needs to be better. And I think we've kind of forgotten amid all the chaos about Lamar and Harbaugh and all the guys that they're bringing in that there's a possibility that they could not have their Pro Bowl defensive tackle for the rest of his career. And also, by the way, they're going to have to eat a significant, you know, chunk of money because he's probably not going to do the, you know, team friendly thing and retire if indeed this neck injury is career threatening.
Well, and then like this Lamar thing, like I know they're trying to find a coach and all that, and that's important, but like, if they don't have an idea of what his financials are by the combine, then you're talking about it jacking up your entire offseason. Like, this isn't like something that they've got 3-4 months to sort out. Like, you better have some cost certainty on this before the marketplace opens. And guess what? The marketplace don't open the first day of the league year. The marketplace opens when the planes start landing in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, the marketplace is going right now as you're trying to figure out exactly how to make the numbers work with a Taylor Linderbaum, or if you're trying to figure out exactly what the best way possible would be with Zay Flowers if you want to get him locked up as soon as possible. I mean, I forget if I've mentioned this to you guys, but when we were going through the whole rigmarole with Lamar. I think, in that 2022 offseason, I asked Eric DaCosta at the combine, basically, like, how important is, as you said, Eric, just that cost, as you said, Jason, that cost certainty toward the rest of the Ravens' plans. And he acknowledged that, like, yeah, it is a huge, huge part because, I mean, I don't need to tell you guys, I don't need to tell your listeners, like, the chunk of space that Lamar occupies on this team salary cap is huge. And the trickle-down effects for not knowing what exactly the Jenga pieces are going to look like for the next couple of years is significant. So I think they obviously have some levers that they can pull to reduce that cap hit for next year. But I got thinking about Jalen Hurts a little earlier today because I saw on Twitter, like, he has something like a $90 or $95 million cap hit in like 2028 and 2029. And I do think Lamar's eight contract is going to age a lot better than Jalen Hurts's, yeah. But I don't think you can have a backloaded deal like that and be a viable franchise in whatever year that exists.
Just before we let you go, obviously your offseason's been busier than you expected. Has it prevented you from watching this exciting Terps basketball?
I think I'm at this point now where I'm, like I told you guys in the past, I'm more interested in watching the women's team than the men. And unfortunately, the women are having just a year from hell with injuries. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like, for the first time in a long, long time, I woke up on Saturday and checked my phone and didn't even know that they were playing that night. I guess 0-20 is on the table for Big Ten play. I don't think it's going to be a year one death sentence for Buzz, but I don't think there's a lot of historical precedent for guys turning things around from 0-20 to being a guy you can bank on being there for 3 to 7 years. It's just not to say I told you so, but like I was never in favor of this hire, and yeah, a lot of my concerns are kind of coming to the fore.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He'll be there at the Castle tomorrow, too, when Steve Bisciotti and Eric DaCosta talk with the media. Jonas, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good
thank talk. You.
Coming up next, though, the Ravens have been busy, and they announced earlier today, but who did they talk to last? Was it
Jim Schwartz?
Jim Schwartz was the last one. We will recap. Ravens very busy with their interviews. Who have they spoken to so far, and who's coming? We'll tell you next.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next here on The Fan. If you're just tuning in, first and foremost, ex-coach John Harbaugh has an interview with the Atlanta Falcons. Allegedly, it was a phoner with Matt Ryan. But the Ravens, as far as the new coach is concerned, they've been very busy, including interviewing Jim Schwartz as of today.
Yeah,
Cliff Kingsbury as well.
They are, as we've noted, are going to cast a wide net. There are some guys they could talk to who they're at least ostensibly choosing not to because their seasons are over or they're sort of out of work right now or they work in the CFL or whatever. And so, like, I would say that we're now a few days into this. We have a pretty good idea of who the candidates are. It's pretty cookie cutter. It's pretty much what you would expect. I was hoping they would go more outside the box and be a little bit more creative about this. But again, it's an owner who fires his longest standing employee over the phone, who's not really ever in this town anymore, who's not really in the building that he built. So I guess this is looking pretty conventional, and it seems like it will be pretty conventional. And even if you're going to say, oh, well, what about Davis Webb? Well, that's an offensive coordinator interview. That's to see if down the road they could get him in their staff somewhere else, which is a part of how this is done. But I would say it looks and feels so far like the usual suspects, like any of these other franchises that need a head coach are doing. I don't see a particularly unique spin or twist on this.
What about I saw Albert Breer tweet this out. Nathan Schlielhaus, the Rams guy.
To five teams. That's a flavor of the month. I would think you would talk to somebody off of that staff.
McVay, Rams pass game coordinator.
Yeah, like you would want. And now you could tell me, well, there's other people like, well, Kubiak is part of that and was with Shanahan for a minute. And obviously Kyle's daddy and Clint's daddy go all the way back to
Denver,
player coach in Denver and then coach in Denver. And so there is that. But I think somebody on the specific McVay family tree, it would make sense to talk to him. And again, I think, what are there, seven of these now? That kid will probably talk to four or five. This is how teams operate. When it's all said and done and they talk to 12 to 15 guys, I'll be interested to see how many people they identified as a potential candidate that other people that didn't have two, three, four other interviews. Like where they want to build their teams differently than anybody else, right? Mm. We know that. It hasn't worked out that well, but they believe in that. Are they going to do their coaching search any differently than anybody else? I would say at the initial blush now, four days since Harb's been fired?
Coming up in a week.
Tuesday?
Last Tuesday.
I would say it's the usual suspects, the expected suspects.
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprises at all. I think some people get worked up over the Matt Nagy's of the, like, I don't see Kingsbury, those two especially, like, I don't see them getting hired here. I really don't. I think they're just doing their due diligence.
I dare you to hire one of those two. Please do it.
Casting a wide net and getting in front of people, as many people as possible, because I still believe this is the hottest job out there, and a lot of people, I'm sure, on the coaching carousel this offseason are going to want this job, and if they were offered the Ravens job over, let's just say, the Falcons, for example, they probably would lean Baltimore for obvious reasons. But I'm just still wondering the experience versus the rookie guy. I find that to be the most interesting question and direction that they go with this search, because I think it'll be telling.
So let me ask two different questions. What do you think happens first? The Ravens have a new head coach or John Harbaugh has a new job?
Ooh. I'm going to say Harbs. I think Harbs would be quick.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to want to string it out all that long. He's going to be able to call his own shots.
Like, would it shock you if it's wrapped up this week? Harbs? No. I don't think so either.
I don't think he needs second and third interviews. One way or the other.
I'm expecting it to go down this week.
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all.
So we're in agreement that Harbs is going to go pretty fast. So with that said, how long do you think this is going to take? Do you think they got a new coach in 2 weeks? I bring it up earlier when they did this, when they fired Billick, it took them 20 days to hire Harbaugh. And Steve Bisciotti, for what it's worth, comes from a staffing background, so he's probably, at least he was, thorough in this kind of thing. Do you think we're sitting here 2 to 3 weeks waiting for a new coach?
I think we'll know who the coach is in the next 12 to 15 days. That doesn't mean that they'll absolutely be able to hire that guy, because he may still be involved in the playoffs. But, like, you know, there have been a lot of instances in this league in recent years where you knew a team was waiting on a particular guy, and once he got eliminated, they would pounce. I mean, you could go back to Dan Quinn when he got hired in Atlanta, and Seattle ended up making the Super Bowl, and they ended up losing that Super Bowl in heartbreaking fashion, and they threw the pass instead of gave it to Marshawn. And Dan Quinn was on the first thing smoking out of there. I think that one was in Phoenix, and you know, everybody knew he was going to be the Falcons head coach, but they couldn't officially, you know, hire him until after that. So it plays out that way sometimes, and there's a lot of factors at play that the Ravens have no control over.
Yeah, I think Clint Kubiak's, like, it, that potential. If Seattle goes a run and they identify him and he's their guy, then, yeah, I think it could drag out more. But I think,
or it could be Vance Joseph or whoever. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, they might fall, whoever, yep, whoever they fall in love with. Or it might just be Jesse Minter all along. And if he's, yeah, if he's, well, okay, he's doing now. It, if he's okay working with Sashi and Eric, then that's not, you know, that's something that doesn't have to, that could be wrapped up in a week.
Coming up next, we will get to the question that Bone asked. Will they go experience or will they go new first-time coach? And what could be the pitfall if they go in the new realm of head coaches? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Necessary roughness. The only other time the Ravens, or Steve Bisciotti's Ravens, had the opportunity to hire a head coach, he did go with a first-time head coach, a guy who had never been an offensive or defensive coordinator. John Harbaugh spent time as a special teams coordinator, but then a year as a defensive backs coach, and here he is with head coach of the Ravens. That turned out well. That was 18 years ago. This is a different run. Jason, how important do you think it is to hire someone with experience this time?
I mean, I would be leaning in that direction. The odds of Bisciotti making a hire this time with these sets of expectations, with the quarterback being at the crossroads he's at contractually, with the roster being in the situation that it's in, with the game having changed so much since where – think of the NFL when Harbs was hired and the NFL now.
They're having two-a-days still.
Right. The odds of – I mean, they're about to go to 18 games.
Yep.
The playoffs have expanded. All the rules have favored the offense. And his quarterback is going to be making more money than anyone he could have ever imagined paying 18 years ago. And he's going to be doing it through his 30s. So the stakes are higher, and I think the odds of him making a hire that's remotely as sage, as impactful as Harb's are scant. And remember, these things move in mysterious ways.
Good song.
Had he gotten his way.
Yeah.
Had he gotten his way.
I like that song.
It'd have been Jason Garrett.
Yep.
And he probably would have been fired in 4 or 5 years because Jason Garrett's not a head coach.
Might not have lasted that long. He lasted long because Jerry didn't want to fire
him. And they might have been going down a cycle where, like, I think those defensive players would have gotten real sick of Jason Garrett's act real fast. Like, I think they'd have chewed him up and spit him out. And now you could have a young owner chasing his tail going through the cycle every, you know, 18 months of thinking about firing people and firing people. That's very different to where I'll say this. I have a hard time thinking everything's going to go as fortuitously this time around. And you've got to hustle to make your own luck. I don't know. Like, again, I'm not blown. Like, their list doesn't blow me away. It's any search firm in America could have spit that list out in 5 seconds. Now, do they end up with the right guy and do they get the right staff? Because that's what matters most, the right staff. Who knows? Sure. As Harbs would say, that's all unwritten. Yeah. We don't know. Future's not undecided. Not decided.
Yeah.
But here's what I do know. They are in Super Bowl or bust mode, whoever that coach is. Harbs was not in Super Bowl or bust mode when he was hired all those years ago. It's different. So, yeah, I would try to get somebody who's done the job and maybe hasn't totally peed down his leg when he did do the job.
Yeah, I did the TMI last week. The 2008 comparison to now is just night and day. It's completely different. The quarterbacks on the roster when Harbs took over in January 2008 was Kyle Bowler, Troy Smith, and Steve McNair that was about to retire.
Yes.
It was even before Joe Flacco got drafted, and even when Joe Flacco got drafted at Delaware, he was not supposed to start year one, and injuries and illness ended up pressing him into the starting action week one. They make the AFC Championship, and the rest is history. But this is just so much different. You have a quarterback in the prime of his career. You have a team that has been underachieving in January, dating back till the 2013 season, immediately following the Super Bowl. You only have one conference championship appearance since then. So it is about winning now. And that's why I've been siding with experience. I think you sort of, not even sort of, you caught lightning in a bottle with John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Like, to hire a coach, your first coach that you've ever hired, for him to exist for 18 years and to win a Super Bowl and be, what, the 14th winningest coach of all time, like, that's not going to happen again. The next guy is not going to be here for 18 years. It's not going to happen. So you need to make sure that this next guy, though, you get that Super Bowl. You reach the mountaintop, which is far from a certainty, but you reach the mountaintop with Lamar Jackson while he's in the prime of his career.
Jason, you have another concern. If you hire a young coach that might just be so excited to have his first ever NFL head coaching job, you're a little concerned about some behind-the-scenes stuff as well. Is that right?
Well, look, it's pretty clear. DaCosta won, Harbs lost. So, but we know that the problems go beyond coaching. So this team, to me, needs major checks and balances right now in real time. They need a staff that has enough of a backbone and is as comfortable enough in their own skin and is solid enough that they know how to do their job, that they also can provide necessary pushback, which I think is required across the board because they built a team without an offensive line or a defensive line. Like, so are they going to fix that all on their own? Do you trust them to fix that all on their own? How malleable should this next head coach be? And we've documented they've got personnel issues at every major position group except for quarterback. I mean, if you're talking top five position groups, I think they've got serious questions at the other four. So where they go, who they end up with, the other problem with a first-time head coach is DaCosta is also going to probably have way more say in his staff than someone who comes here. Like, think about the pedigree Harbs has. And when Harbs is going to sit down with these other teams, no one's going to be sitting there saying, well, we think you need this and that and the other. He's saying, no, I got my guys and I'm going to bring my guys. if this front office, who likes to be involved in everything, right? They got in Harb's business and we're picking fourth downs and let's get some kid from Stanford or MIT and Harb's is here in these critical situations. Like, if you let them keep chipping away at that, that's a dangerous road to go down.
Well, I'm fascinated to see how Eric navigates this offseason because I've been comparing it to Mike Elias.
Like, yeah.
Can you change your stripes? Because clearly what you have been doing has not been good enough. And this past 12 months plus has been a debacle. It's a big reason why the Ravens are sitting where they're at January 12th and having just fired their head coach and you finish with a losing record and you're 3-6 at home and you have holes across the board on this roster. How differently is Eric DaCosta going to operate where the pressure is on him now?
Eric DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti speak tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Hopefully we'll be getting some of the, well, we won't know who the head coach is going to be, but getting some answers that we have questions to this offseason when they speak tomorrow at 2. But coming up next, we have one more game in Super Wild Card Weekend. It's the Steelers hosting the Texans, which means let's hear from Mike Tomlin and preview this game. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Man, they're a top-notch group. They need no endorsement from me. They're winners of 9 straight. And when you win 9 straight games, there's usually a mode of operation, and it certainly is. They're a group that takes very good care of the football as a collective. I think they have 10 turnovers on the season. That's number one in football. I think they're number three with 27 takeaways on defense. And so you talk about complementary football. They got an offense that's the best in the world at securing it. They got a defense that's third best at taking it away. And I think that's the building blocks of 9 consecutive wins. I'll start first on offense.
That's okay, Coach. Yeah, we heard enough. Mike Tomlin talking about the Houston Texans. He was probably going to go over every player and tell you great he was because that's what coaches do. Alas, we finish off Super Wild Card Weekend with Texans at Steelers tonight. 8:15 is kickoff. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan, Westwood One's coverage. Jason, how are we feeling about this one? Steelers, as we've documented many times on the show, have not won a playoff game since the end of the Obama administration.
Yeah, they've lost 6 straight playoff games. I think the Texans are the better football team. And I think if the Texans stick to that script, which is we don't turn it over and we turn you over a couple times, it's going to be awful difficult for the Steelers to overcome. It's going to be cold there. They are a dome team. But the Texans, to me, don't play like a dome team. They don't ask the quarterback to go throw for 350 and 3 touchdowns. They ask him to manage the game and not get in the way of the defense. And the defense travels, and the defense is built for cold weather. And if they let C.J. Stroud play with the lead, I think it's going to be a long night for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Houston could go to a Super Bowl. I really do. I think D'Amico Ryans is that good. And remember, their entire season changed down the road here in October. It changed everything. I think they got their sort of
their swagger.
Yeah, they got their verve back. They got their belief back. It was really impressive. And that defense travels. It's the number one yardage defense in the NFL. They only allow 17 points a game. And I think they could hold Pittsburgh to single digits in this game. Like, I think it could be 3 Boswell field goals.
You can say this for every single football game, but it is imperative for the Steelers to start fast.
Yes.
Because if they fall behind early, they're going to lose that crowd. Because everyone's going to be thinking, here we go again.
Yeah.
When the Ravens were up 10-0, they were booing them. It's restless in Pittsburgh like it was in Baltimore. It's not just that they're losing these games. They're getting embarrassed in these playoff games in the 6-game losing streak. They've been outscored 73-0 in the first quarter in those 6 games. They have to score points in the first. They have to take a lead because it's just going to be here we go again. And you said it, Jason. Like, if they have to be playing from behind against that defense, the Texans defense, good luck.
Excuse me. Last time Aaron Rodgers played in the playoffs was what, 2021?
Yes.
He played against San Francisco. Better version of the Packers offense and a certainly better version of Aaron Rodgers. And I would say talent-wise, this, that San Francisco defense is probably comparable to this Texans defense. Maybe the Texans are slightly better. And D'Amico Ryans, a young, at the time, defensive coordinator, held that version of Aaron Rodgers' team to 10 points. Ryans, I think those two pass rushers, the elite slot defenders, the boundary corners, I think it's going to be a big, big ask for the Steelers to move the ball on them. We'll see how much of a difference Metcalf makes. I don't think it'll be a huge one. Look, if it is an ugly rock fight, cold weather, low scoring game, I know Farnbaron is a dome kicker, but he's a pretty special kicker.
Big leg.
And Boswell is in a little bit of a funk right now.
So let me ask you. I know it's the playoffs, but this is a Monday night. Tomlin doesn't lose at home on Monday night.
But he doesn't win in the playoffs.
I know. So how do those two things come together?
Texans have never won a road playoff game. Both sides.
And my one concern for the Texans is I was watching the Chargers game before the Ravens played the Packers, and they got a 14-0 early on two bombs. And then Stroud started being loose with the football, throws a couple of bad picks. They still won the game, but they made it a bit of a game because he was doing dumb stuff.
But that's how the Steelers win this football game.
Yes.
They ugly it up, they hang late. The defense comes up with a critical turnover, and they do just enough. That's their recipe for success. To steal a game day segment there from you, Ken.
Well done.
You're the one that usually cooks it
up. Yes, I got the pots and pans.
Yeah, I mean, part of me thinks this game could resemble last night's game a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Except the visiting team, in this case, doing what the home team did last night. I mean, it's not like the Patriots were lighting it up. They held on to the ball. They shortened the game. That's Vrabel, old school coach, kind of like Ryans and Tomlin. They learned pretty quickly to take the three when it was there, and we think we could suffocate. We think we could suffocate their offensive line, and in this case, Herbert can move, but in this case, a quarterback who can't move. So I think it's a tough matchup for the Steelers.
So the people want to know before we step out, Steelers money line not on the table?
It does not sound like Steelers money line.
Not on the table. I mean, look, if anybody could do it, it's Tomlin.
Yeah.
But I think Mike Tomlin and his career in the media and all that, by the time we come on air tomorrow, it could be coming to a head.
So you think,
is this it?
If they bow out, he goes to media?
He might want to change of heart. Try something else for a little while.
They could push Bradshaw out of Fox and throw him right in that spot.
That would be something.
Mm-hmm. There's a fit there.
You're replacing a Steeler with a Steeler?
Yes. Coming up next, last time we spoke to Cordell Woodland, we thought John Harbaugh was safe. Well, he was not. We'll get his thoughts on Harb's out and what he expects to hear tomorrow at the Ravens press conference. Cordell joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.